मैं वंश की सबको, मैं कपियुग की सबको, मैं जन्म की सबको बधाई 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 हो, बधाई बधाई बधाई।
नया वर्ष और नया युग, नए जन्म की सबको बधाई, नया राज और नया ताज पाने की घड़ियां आई,
बधाई 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 हो, बधाई बधाई बधाई। नए वर्ष की बधाई, नए कलयुग की बधाई, नए जन्म की बधाई, बधाई 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 हो, बधाई बधाई बधाई।
ओम शांति। Good morning and happy new year. You've probably had 50 WhatsApp messages. People always need a cause for celebration. And yesterday Baba reminded us it's not just a celebration for a new year, but it's also a celebration for the new age. And the song was talking about congratulations for the new year, the new age, your new birth, and several other things. Baba Smriti is always a very powerful pointer for what we need to do. But of course, these are the things that Baba spoke in 2006, and yet they're absolutely what we need to do today. So I asked myself the question, well, what have we done for 12 years? Each one making their own personal individual effort, of course. But I think that the reminders from Baba again yesterday, and we're going to read that Murali today, are extremely powerful. So the first thing, am I still giving excuses, reasons for this, that, and the other, and the other, and the other? And Baba was saying, just find the solutions. Whilst you're giving excuses and reasons that are out there, then you're not going to be able to change things. And so find the solution yourself. And if you find the solution for yourself, then you're going to make it work. If somebody offers you solutions, you'll say, yes, but. However, if I'm faced with something, then let me find what is the solution for this. And the easiest way to handle it is to look inside. And I'll definitely find the solution. And so that was a very, very powerful message from Baba yesterday. But also, we often talk about the eight powers, and we know the list of the eight powers, and we analyze them and work with them, and from time to time, Baba takes up different aspects of the eight powers, and we work with them. But yesterday, Baba mentioned two very different powers that don't come within that list. One was the power of determination, and the other one was the power of transformation. And according to drama, what we see on the video is edited. I think they want to fit in with time, they want to fit in with the people who are around, whatever reason. But I had a look at the original Murali of 2006, and so I can't remember whether it's in the original Murali or the edited one, but there was one particular aspect about the power of determination that was very interesting. Baba said, why is there lack of determination? And as I say, can't remember if it's in the original or the edited, but whichever. And Baba pinpointed two factors. Why is there lack of determination? And one aspect was carelessness. And the other aspect, looking at others. Instead of seeing what it is I need to do myself, I become busy in looking at others, and of course then comparison and jealousy and all of those things can come. But just this one thing, looking at others, Baba specifically mentioned, and that weakens your power of determination of what it is you need to do for yourself. And so, again, if I'm determined on New Year's Day, and other people also make lots of resolutions, and they may last a few hours, they may last for a month, but not many have the power or the courage. Baba mentioned it takes courage, but not many people have the power or the courage to carry on with it and actually make it a permanent change within the self. And Baba's given us very, very different tools with which to be able to make our determined thought take practical shape in a very beautiful way. So, the power of determination, and the other power, the power of transformation. And transformation is, in a sense, the final result. So how come Baba's saying, I need the power of transformation as the starting point? And I think it's because the power to transform the quality of my thinking is what is needed at this moment. If I don't have the capacity to turn my thinking around, I'm not going to have the power to be able to transform my feelings. And feelings guide us in a huge way. It should be our intellect, our reason, our conscience that is guiding us. But so often, how often? Very often. Even for Brahmins, sometimes it's feelings that take over and guide us rather than our conscience. And so thing about determination, I think it's also the determination to be guided by my conscience, because my conscience will tell me, what does Srimad say? My feelings get mixed up. They can go here and there and everywhere. But if I keep to my compass, and I'm determined to follow my compass, my conscience, then I'm going to stay on track. And so the transformation is the transformation of my thoughts, the transformation of my feelings. My conscience will tell me when my feelings are out of order, because they are not clean. You know, purification means purifying all levels. And so the first level, just purifying my thoughts on the basis of jnana, and then purifying my feelings on the basis of my conscience. And then, yes, if I'm doing this work, then the external behavior changes, and then, yes, my sanskars will change. How much yoga power have I accumulated? Madhavan suggesting, do a lot. Somebody told me how yesterday that she had actually taken it to heart and had decided 4 hours was possible for her. And she did it for some days and then it shifted. But she said that the days that I was doing the 4 hours, I felt so light, I felt so powerful, I felt so radiant. So it works. If I do what Madhavan is suggesting, it works. And so see, Amrit Vela, can that be extended to an hour? I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying that this is how this sister did it and felt the result. She then added on an hour from 12 to 1, and it was possible for her. And then she added on extra time every time there was traffic control. And then she had evening, a full hour again. And so she had 4 hours. She said it's manageable. So I share it with you to see how it is you can fit it in. But yoga power and the power of yoga that we need to actually change sanskars, that's, I think, why Madhuban is suggesting in this 50th year of Avyak Bhava have that attention on tapasya. And of course we can give all sorts of reasons, and the easiest reason is busy. And yes, busy is true, but can it be adjusted in some way or another? If I have the determined thought, yes, I'll do it. So, but definitely, even if I don't have 4 hours, whatever time I do have with Baba, surely I can change the quality of my thinking. That takes a moment. Something happens and you can see, I can either go this way or I can go that way. The Christmas story that we were seeing, you saw the fluctuation of the mind, one thought here, one thought here, and the ones who were the actors were brilliant. They did it so powerfully, so beautifully. I'm sure you remember those images. There's one way to go and there's another way to go. It isn't that there's only one way. I always have a choice. I remember some time ago, it's actually a book that got written up afterwards, but we had a program here, and Daddy was very much still coming for everything. And she was shown different scenarios. And then she was asked, is there another way? Situations that people were dealing with, and then the question, is there another way? And of course, her way is always, always absolutely the spiritual way. And so I also have a choice. Something happens, can I go this way or am I going this way? Which way am I going to go? What is my choice? I don't have to get stuck in the old ways. Baba made an interesting comment yesterday that it's easy to say goodbye to the old year. It's easy to even say goodbye to the old world. But how easy is it or not to say goodbye to my old habits and my sanskars? Baba knows absolutely what's going on with all of us, collectively as a family, but also personally, individually. And so Baba's question, have I said goodbye to my old sanskars and my old nature? And let me see if there is another way to deal with things, instead of the way that I used to do it, which actually brought me a lot of sorrow and pain. And when there's sorrow and pain accumulated inside, and I keep adding to it, of course, instead of dealing with it and finishing it, but I keep adding to it, then what happens is the bitterness that comes out in the tongue. Now this is definitely something that's in the original Murali rather than the one we heard yesterday. But in that one, Baba's talking about letting go of anger. And then Baba has said, well, anger is the big one, but the little children of anger are many different things. And one little child of anger is robe, bossiness. And Baba said, when there are little children, you love them more than big children. And so, okay, I recognize the danger of anger, but I don't always recognize bossiness. And the connection that Baba was making was how in the new year, you want to share sweets, you want to share cakes. There's always cake cutting in Madhuban. And so, why is it that my words are not sweet? It's because there's bitterness inside. And what is the bitterness? It's the sorrow that I've taken and held on to and accumulated and keep adding on to that. And so what comes out is not very sweet. It's bitter. And it's bitter for me because I don't like it. I don't like it when my tone is harsh. But it comes out like that. Others don't like it, definitely. The atmosphere doesn't like it either. Can I, again, very interesting comment from Baba. It's fascinating to hear Baba and read Baba's muralis. The connection of bossinesses with ego. I have a good intellect and this is why I'm bossy. I have a speciality and this is why I want this to happen. So a whole string of things that are connected with being bossy that makes me then have this irritation or this bitterness that comes out in my language and in my tongue. And so the power of transformation. Am I able to change my way of thinking? And if I don't do it, can somebody else do it for me? If I don't accumulate my own yoga power, can I ask someone else to do my yoga for me? I think it was in the murali, it was in Avyakt murali for sure, but last week, the week before, whenever. And Bhavad said that when you copy, then you can cheat in an exam paper, but here, you can't cheat. There's no way of cheating. I can copy Baba, I can copy Mama, and that's allowed, no problem. But I can't cheat. There's no way that that can happen. So my change of attitude, my change of thinking, my transformation, all of that depends absolutely on me. And if I'm too busy watching things outside, I don't have the concentration. I don't have the focus to be able to do the things I need to do for myself inside. So, many, many things that Baba shared, but my own question for myself, what is it that I would like to achieve for myself? And if I'm determined about it, then Baba gives me the power to be able to do it. Every pure thought that we have, Baba says, I'm going to help you. Every impure thought that I have, Maya is omnipresent. God is not omnipresent. Maya is omnipresent. And any impure thought that I have, there'll be lots of support and things can go wrong. But every pure thought that I have, Baba says, I'll come 1,000-fold steps towards you to help you and make it happen for you. And so that determination, and whatever it is, I decide for myself, and I'll know what I need the most, rather than somebody else telling me. So Baba's given me guidelines through the murali. Check this, check this, check this, do this, do this. And then that's the background, but specifically, what is it that I need to work on? And it's not hard work. It just takes attention and focus. And it'll happen. So yesterday's Murali for the new year was very much for this year. It wasn't just for then, but it's absolutely relevant for whatever it is we're going through now at the present moment. I often think about how Sakar Muralis were spoken in the 60s, but they're talking about situations today. Well, Avyakt Muralis, even more so, because Baba's very rarely talking about external situations in the Avyakt Murali. Like in the Sakar Murali, we hear about the politics of the time, we hear about the situations in the world at that time. So Avyakt Muralis focus on us, and so they're absolutely relevant, even though we first heard these Muralis 50 years ago. Just imagine. Can you think about waiting for someone for 50 years? We get impatient if we are kept waiting for 5 minutes. Hurry up, hurry up, a few phone calls. Come on, come on, come on. And Brahma Baba has been waiting for us for 50 years. It's a good job because none of you would have been there otherwise. But all that has happened, the service of the world in a big way has happened, service of high-level individuals, that has happened. All of you heard about this chief of staff of the army coming, and many of you would have seen somebody sitting in the front row that you didn't recognize, or maybe you did. It was Baroness Verma from the UK. She was there with her husband. So high-level people have gone to Madhuban. So a lot has happened. You know, many years ago, in fact, when the retreat center was going to be inaugurated, we had a question for Dadi Gulzar. And in those days, you could give Dadi a question. She'd go up and bring back the message. So after Amrit Vela one morning, the next day actually probably, she gave me the answer to the message. And the message had been about changing situations and things. And her Baba's response through her was, well, the elephant of service has already gone by, and just the tail of the elephant remains. 93, June. And we thought to ourselves, the Baba's given us this big gift, and so the elephant has already gone. And my understanding of that was the basic foundation for service across the world by 93 had been laid very, very strongly. And so on the basis of all the principles and disciplines and systems that Baba had taught us, the elephant had gone by, all that had happened, and the tail remains. And so today, how many years later, 25 years later, there's a very, very tiny bit of service that remains still to be done. It's not a huge amount. Generally, it's making sure everybody has the message. But what is the population of the world and what is the population of Satyug? And you can just see that just simply giving a message to the huge population of the world, well, that's going to happen very fast. It takes a few moments for news to spread in a viral way in today's world. Literally moments, something is still happening and you're already getting little videos from people who are on the scene. This has happened. So, yes, the big message to everyone that God has come and it's time to go home, that will happen. And maybe there's a few souls still remaining who are going to actually want to become powerful mics to give a message to the world. And different souls are playing that role of mic in different ways already again. It's happening. So all of this, and Baba's still waiting. Baba's still waiting. So how much longer are we going to keep Baba waiting? Let me be able to give Baba the return of what Baba has given to me in all these years already. And even if it's not 50 years for you, however many years it is. So, and even if it's a short time, Baba has given so much, even in a short time. If I count how many Avyat Muralis we've read through the last few days or heard, it's a good number. And each Avyat Murali has so much depth and so much that is the detail of things that we need to be thinking about. And so all of that is available. So time now for powerful, determined thought, for my own transformation, so that through that, yes, people can see the new age coming. Baba sometimes uses this expression, and you've heard it many times. When you reveal yourself, then the Father is revealed. And so, I know I'm God's child, but is it visible that I'm God's child? And not just one or two or five, but a whole community who are God's children. And then Baba's telling me I'm a deity soul, and I believe it, but am I demonstrating it so that I reveal who I am? Just like with Mama, people could see this is Lakshmi. It wasn't a story that somebody was sharing, it was her visible story that God has come to make us into divine beings, and she was revealing who she is. Brahma Baba, of course, the personality of the emperor. And like that he says, simple white clothes, empty pockets, but the emperor. And so Brahma Baba, a big, big, generous heart when there's nothing in the bhandara. And yet the generosity of spirits fills the bhandara. And there's plenty to share with everyone. You've heard all those stories from Daddy Janki. And so the authority, the spiritual authority of the emperor, could see it. It was visible. You can even see it in the photographs, and you know it from the stories. And so at what point of time is the community that God has created become visible to the rest of the world that, yes, this isn't a cult, this isn't a sect, this isn't a group of followers of a particular guru, but these are the foundation stone of the deity religion. These are the ones who are bringing in the new world, the new era. So revealing ourselves means the changes inside don't stay hidden. If I'm unhappy, it's visible through my eyes and my behavior and my words. Even if I don't want it to be, it's visible. And the other, the intoxication, the happiness, the joy, that's visible. The dignity, the purity, all of that is visible. And so reveal ourselves, and then we can reveal Baba to the world also. Okay, we're going to offer bhog now. Start the new year with a gratitude to Baba for all that Baba has given us. And everything begins with bhog. It's not a ritual, but it's a very genuine offering of thanks to Baba for all that Baba did for us last year, and blessings from Baba for what Baba's going to do with us, do for us, with us, for the new year. Om Shanti. We've had beautiful help from Bharat, and our helpers are going away on holiday. They've been working hard here. This was meant to be their holiday time, but they were working. So now they're going back to work in India on holiday. Kaushik Bhai and Dipali Ben, please come forward.
Om Shanti. Today is the new year, but for me it's going to be the most difficult day. to leave such a lovely, such loving and caring family. I could never imagine that Baba has given me such a great family. In Madhuban, of course, I had, you know, that was a different experience of having family. But after so many years, I'm like literally amazed to get this kind of family. And ज़्यादा बोल नहीं सकती हूँ, can't speak much more now. Otherwise, Baba has actually allowed to have some tears for love and so thank you everyone. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. I think I have no words to express my experience, but still I would like to share something. In whatever words I can. It's been a wonderful thing to be around, and it was something possible which Baba made it possible. 5 months I was staying here as a surrendered BK. I'm still surrendered. And like as Yantivan said, I was on a holiday. I was really on a holiday. And it reminded me of a Gurukul. I think everyone knows over here what a Gurukul is. So I felt like I was in a spiritual Gurukul where, you know, princes study. And I was treated like a prince. Everyone used to take care of me. Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Didi, Mohrin Ben, Jamini Ben, Jasu Ben. And the list goes on. Everyone's included. And a lot of love from the family. Everyone was very loving, very helping and very caring. And being a brother, I don't cry, but I do have emotions. And it's a wonderful journey. And I would like to share regarding the yoga, that when I was staying in Dubai 20 years ago, when I used to go to Madhuban from Dubai, I used to get this wonderful opportunity to stay in Madhuban for service for 2 months, sometimes 1 month. So I spent time with Ramnath Bhai, Atam Bhai and Surya Bhai. I spent a lot of time with Surya Bhai. So I asked him once, out of curiosity, that how it is that you got mastery in yoga. So he shared his experience that in 70s, he and Atam Bhai, Atam Prakash Bhai, they used to have this healthy competition of having more and more yoga. So he said that for 16 years, constantly, he used to meditate for 1 hour before going to sleep. And that's how he mastered. And that inspired me a lot. And when I went to Dubai, I tried to achieve that. In Madhuban, I was able to achieve 8, sometimes 6, sometimes 7 hours, sometimes 5 hours. So in Dubai, I was able to do it 4 hours. It was, I just thought that 4 to 8 is my time. Right? All Brahmins have 4 to 8. So 4 to 8 is 4 hours. And then Dadi Dulja used to share that pani peete hain, wo bhi Baba ki yaad mein piyo. So then drinking water, using the washroom, getting ready, walking to office, coming from office. So I used to accumulate all that, and that used to, I think, 5 hours, 6 hours. So that's what everyone can also do. Thank you so much. Just one line. Ye dil mein rehne wale dil se nahi nikalte badle hazaar mausam rishte nahi badalte rishte nahi badalte. Om Shanti.
You have to translate and tell us what you were singing about. You have to translate what you were singing.
Oh yes, English, I forgot. What I sang was that people, when when we have... It would be very comedy. Is that when we are connected with people, the emotions, the love in the heart, and... people with us, they are never forgotten. They always remain in our heart. It doesn't matter where we are or whatever time it is, whatever it is, but they are always, they always remain in your heart. That's it. Om Shanti.
Do you know the service that Kaushik Bhai was doing here? Really challenging. Night duty. So thank you. Om Shanti, and a very, very happy new year to everyone, to my very big, precious family here and around the world. And just to say, I called someone who was here for a while in London. I thought I'd better call in the morning because for her it's the evening. And that was Anne Fulcher. And she sends her love to the whole family. And the body's going through things, but her stage, it's just beautiful to listen to her. And she said something that touched me, that I made a promise to Baba last time I took Drishti from Baba, that I want to see myself and everyone else as a soul in the same way that Baba does. And that's really lovely. And just one other thing, you get all these WhatsApp messages, and someone sent, what year do you see? I see a year of flowers. How come? Because I'm planting them. So let's all plant flowers for each other. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Good morning. Happy New Age. Bap Dada is so wonderful. He knows how to work on our psyche, and he wants us to change the language, the consciousness completely. And so by using the right words, Baba is helping us to change our state of mind and our consciousness. And Baba has introduced to us very strongly in yesterday's Murli, it feels like Baba was there. And He's helping us to really move forward towards the new age by saying, okay, sanskars, maya, what are you doing about it? So amazing how every day in the Murli, Baba gives us so many different aspects. But I feel that when something has been said at the end of the year, and we make that as the beginning for us, and so I'm sure that by the end of this year, we are all going to be conquerors of Maya and overcome all our sanskars, and we'll see ourselves as that perfect deity. Like Jendivan said, we are all perfect deities. And so probably next year, this time, we will all be deities. Om Shanti.
Baby.